When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Stay safe out there, everybody, this holiday season. It's time now for a Chuck Wagon. Here's Woolchuck.
All right, let's go. All aboard. And we just got news on how Michael Penix Jr., that big Penix energy that's taken over the Atlanta Falcons, how he found out he was going to be named the starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. So, quote, I was shopping with my girlfriend at Costco when I got the call. As you can
Good
imagine,
place.
There were some nerves, some excitement. Best thing that's ever happened to you at a Costco, boys. Go.
Crab legs.
The hot dogs.
The hot dogs. The Wiener Schnitzels?
$1.50 dog?
Oh, no, the dogs are...
Slice of pizza?
The sausage is good.
No, bowl of sausage?
They're crab legs that you could buy because I like to steam crab legs and stuff.
Yes, the seafood.
Are unbelievable. Their selection for the meats, seafood...
Yeah, it's terrific.
In the back there, they've got high-end stuff at that place.
How many booms would you give it? Five booms?
Boom, boom, boom!
Dude, I'm glad
Madden rating?
I'm glad you mentioned that. Are we going to get to booms? I've just been
You just found out the Costco guys existed?
Well,
welcome.
I've seen them everywhere.
You've never been to Costco?
No, I've been to Costco.
They were at the Cowboy game the other night.
The Costco guys. The guys that go boom. The father and son duo that have
Justice
been going viral for forever.
Yeah.
I just didn't get it. It didn't make sense to me why
it was
such
really
a thing.
I still don't really get it.
You'll get it here in a few minutes when I tee up the new AMC bit that they got going on.
Okay.
They're trying to get people back into movie theaters. They got themselves a certified banger.
They're likable. But it is kind of crazy just the fame in the Rizzler too, like how crazy this thing is.
I don't know who you're talking about. All I know is that the greatest Costco day of my life was when I discovered that chicken pot pie.
And I was hoping you'd say that.
And the burgers, right? Isn't that where you get your burgers?
The burgers, that's right. You can't forget about the burgers.
The frozen patty burgers.
It's unbelievable, man.
They'll thaw out in a bowl of water in a plastic bag in about 30 minutes.
And the samples.
Yeah.
As a kid, that was like, I didn't want to go shopping. I hated it. They're like, oh, we're going to the grocery store. Darn it. But you go to Costco or Sam's, you're getting some samples.
I will say this, though. I just need one tube of toothpaste. I don't need six.
Well, that's why you don't go to Costco for the one tube of toothpaste.
I know, but man, if I see it right there, I'm thinking about, like, I need this.
Well, then you're good for the year.
Oftentimes. You don't need six?
Well, I need...
Stack them up.
Now, I love it. There's a whole bunch of them, man.
I just can't.
Are you saying he's bitching to be bitching?
Yeah, my supply closet looks crazy. I open it up like, look at all that tissue.
Yeah, I'm good.
Bring it on. I'm ready.
Lucius is ready for the
deodorant.
End of the world.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You know, the Costco development recently, though, we found out we're moving to a new location, and it's right next to a Costco.
Yeah.
So we can go get off work, hit the Costco, and, you know, minimize the commute time.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
Do you have some baseball news?
Love that place.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, you got more to add here?
Well, I was just going to.
I saw it.
That he actually got the. He was in the process of getting the hot dog when he got the call.
Oh, that's what he was getting?
And then he lost his app. He was like, I wasn't hungry after that. And he didn't eat the $1.50 hot dog from Costco.
No, shame. Don't waste a good dog.
I know.
What are you putting on that dollar? I'm not going to ask. This is
just mustard. It's just mustard. That's the only.
It's just mustard.
Oh, come on, that's all he's putting on there.
I'm not saying that's not surprising.
I mean, if you want to do like jalapenos, if you want to do like some grilled onions or something, like I'm down for that.
If you want to do
the only must have item is mustard.
All right, I'll take some ketchup. Nolan Arenado used his no trade clause to block a trade to the Houston Astros.
No,
and I've now become a big Nolan Arenado fan. Well done, buddy. Good job. Go screw yourself, Astros. Bobby Witt Jr., Paul Skeens, and Gunnar Henderson have just earned the largest bonuses in Major League Baseball pre-arbitration player pool history.
Hmm,
Big time for them.
Good for them.
Bobby Witt Jr. is adding himself over $3 million. Paul Skeens, 2.15 mil. And then Gunnar Henderson, a little over $2 million. Our old buddy Cole Reagans also benefited from this. He got himself about 1.63 mil added to his deal. So pretty good for those players right there. I also saw like an early top 100. Cole Reagans was in like the top 60. He's having a hell of a career.
We wouldn't have had that. We wouldn't have had the World Series without the guy, right?
No, and I don't think that he ever.
We needed that picture.
I think that was a great move for both parties.
Yeah, we needed that picture.
And I'm rooting for you, Cole. Keep kicking ass.
Every 9 or 10 pitch at bat that Chapman threw, we desperately needed those somehow.
Did you
got the outs?
Seriously, when you were watching him pitch,
oh, luck fest.
It was a heart attack.
Did you just like this? He's loading the bases, and you're just sitting there going,
"You got to be kidding me again."
This is not gonna end. And Boach is just kind of sitting there like, he's like.
And then he pitches way out of it somehow.
You know, it's insane. It's like, I think this is about to be a home run. Somehow it dies at the warning track, and boom, there's the third out. Thank God.
Did he hit Tucker in the knee?
It might have been Chaz McCormick.
McCormick. He hit McCormick in the knee.
Oh,
like, that was disgusting.
I thought he hit in the back of the knee, and the pain went from the back of the leg all the way to the front. It was that bad.
He definitely showed a picture, I believe, of the thigh. And that thing was the thigh? Like blue and just gross.
He's a legend for it.
Yes, and we love you dearly.
That thing was bruised until the summertime.
It was.
You see Rawlings.
It might still be. He's probably still got like a baseball.
Yeah. Like you could read baseball Rawlings on the back of his leg.
The seams are still on his skin right now.
All right, let's go to college football here. The college football playoff, we got that coming up. Arizona State, they're just going to be sitting and waiting. But Zach Swanson, Arizona State defensive lineman, he's going to be watching the first round pretty intently. Got his eyes on that Clemson-Texas matchup. Why? Well, he did play for the Longhorns and then transferred to Arizona State. And he told the media there with the Sun Devils exactly why he's going to be rooting hard for Texas to win.
That's a team who kicked me out and said I was never going to be good enough to play there. So that's something that has been on my agenda for a while. It's like a dream scenario, so I'm very excited about that. Exactly what was said is, if you want to stay at Texas, you might as well quit football and just go to school here. So a lot of motivation there for me. I mean, it was probably the worst thing that was ever said to me, and it was just said so carelessly, like they didn't care that like it was changing my entire life, like 2 years there. Like I made friends, like I had like a girlfriend there, everything. And then they tell me that and expect me to get up and leave the next day. So, like, it was probably the worst thing ever. But now being here and experiencing everything I've experienced here at home, it's the best choice, best thing that could have ever happened to me. That's a team who kicked.
Hey.
Yeah.
It is the best thing that ever happened to you. Take that as a positive. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, hopefully everybody on the Longhorn side is taking this very personally. I'm sure everybody has their own story on why this is the biggest moment of their career. And you got to go out there and not, you know, pee down your leg.
I will say he's racked up 16 tackles and a half sack this year for Arizona State.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, they were making room for more talented players. So,
and he found himself a home, and
I'm glad he's happy.
Hope he gets that matchup against the Horns. That'll be fun to watch him go at it with Kelvin Banks Jr. and company. A&M, they've had multiple defensive linemen. They're opting out of their Las Vegas Bowl against USC, as Coach Mike Elko's made that clear. Few of the guys that are opting out are Stewart, Scorton, some of those defensive linemen.
Those are the two big boys.
Yeah, Shamar and Nick. Those are the guys that are probably they're projected to be first round picks.
Interesting guys
now.
Because they're like both like 285 and 290.
Are they five techs?
I don't know what they are.
I don't either.
I don't know what, I was expecting to see when you started talking about A&M offensive line or defensive linemen, I was thinking the 255 guys that could really fly off the edge. These are like big dudes.
Yeah, like is Scorton going to play three, kick him inside a defensive tackle?
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he can play 4-3 end.
They're all interchangeable, but I don't see great pass rushers here.
No, but it's going to be interesting to see where they go and which teams like them, but they're not going to be playing in the bowl game. And then Sam Houston has hired Phil Longo as their coach following Casey Keeler's departure. You got anything on Phil Longo? 56 years old, spent 10 years with the Bearcats.
Yeah, where did he come from, though?
He was spent time at Wisconsin.
Yeah. I was trying to think of what coach he was with.
OC at Ole Miss.
Yeah, he's
North
been
Carolina,
kind of bouncer. Oh, he's a Mac Brown guy. That's right.
And then he got fired by Luke Fickell last month.
Yeah.
You're failing, though, because now he got a head coaching job.
He's got a head coaching job?
Yeah, Sam Houston.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Go from being like the fired OC, we're blaming you for everything, to, hey, we're going to pay some more money and you get to run a program.
Okay, the supercharged Saturday idea. What do you guys think about this? On the table is the continued sensitive subject of automatic qualifiers going forward for the playoffs. The question is, SEC and Big Ten, they're trying to run this. One format that they're discussing is a so-called play-in games during the regular season that would decide at least some of those automatic qualifiers on the field. So Championship Saturday, you would not only the number one and number two seeds meet for the league titles, but teams below those would then play for automatic berths in the game. So it'd be like the top six teams at least being involved in a massive championship Saturday, three-game play-in using this season's Big Ten and SEC standings is how it would work. So you get Oregon and Penn State, Iowa, Indiana, Illinois, Ohio State, Texas, Georgia, Ole Miss, Tennessee, LSU, Alabama. So this avoids like the Bamas and the LSUs being pissed off basically. They didn't get in. Now they got a chance to play themselves in.
I might not be smart enough to understand everything you just said, Wolchuk.
Yeah, I was kind of trying to follow
along
too, Dawson. Yeah, I'm sorry.
But it sounds too complicated.
It's Big Ten
to me.
And SEC. That's what it is. The two biggest conferences.
We're going to have a Big Ten SEC weekend.
That this is what they want to do, a championship Saturday, for them to figure out who gets into this playoff.
It's more money. It's more money for all their schools. That's what that is.
So why are the fourth and fifth teams involved if we're talking about getting into the playoff?
Because they're the ones that are basically like the number 12s to 15, 12 to 20 seeds.
So
like right
one and two play each other, and then the
three
and
six, four and five.
Yeah.
I mean, these would be decent matchups like LSU, Bama, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Texas, Georgia, but I think we're
LSU
trying to do too much here. And I don't like the SEC and the Big Ten just trying to own everything either. Like Big Ten, you think you're too good.
Get ready.
You
That's
think you're
about
better than you actually are, Big Ten.
Get ready.
Okay, it would be great if you could decide what the playoff format is and have a seeding weekend of extra games. I'm for that. You know, as long as the players can handle it.
Yeah, so I mean, like, I guess this would be in place of the conference championships, you know, which would be nice. Championship Saturday would actually be a little bit more meaningful now than these conference championships where we were like, should SMU even play in this game leading into it? So that could be an answer for that. Okay, let's get to CJ Stroud. Travis Hunter, he's a little bit of a trendsetter here. And one guy that I didn't know had the ability maybe to play both ways is Derek Stingley. Here's what CJ Stroud had to say about his stud corner.
You know, Sting is one of a kind, bro. His ball skills and how he can play the ball in the air is the best I've ever seen in my life, you know. Like, I'll compare him to Garrett Wilson, who I played with in college, who can just track the ball in any way and then twerk his body to catch it. So he reminds me of him catching the ball. And honestly, I'm trying to get him a play on offense one of these days. I think he's that good with the ball in his hands. So, you know, I'm really happy for him and, you know, just proud of him and everything he's doing.
Maybe. I mean, he's turned into one of the best corners in all of football.
Finally healthy.
He is.
Finally.
That's a big deal.
Finally.
Maybe. Maybe, you know, Travis Hunter, he gets into the league, he plays corner, you have some packages for him on offense, we start doing this with some other guys. I know Trayvon Diggs would love to get in the mix here, former wide receiver.
Do you worry about Hunter getting too banged up playing corner? And then his...
No. Compared to playing receiver?
Yeah.
No.
Not at all.
No, not banged up playing corner, no.
Okay.
I think he's going to take more hits as a receiver.
I just wonder.
Yeah, but you see DBs get hurt so much.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, when you just think about your team every year and how many different DBs you end up having to play, like
Dallas,
I get what you're saying.
Dallas has played seven corners this year.
Like, I just think you're taking more of a beating probably as a receiver constantly, depending on how much you're getting the football. But to me, there's also fewer great corners than there are receivers. I think that's a more valuable asset, maybe. If I've got a guy that can be...
Oh, I don't disagree with you about the player. Yeah,
you know?
I don't disagree.
And I think he can. I think he can do both.
I worry about him like playing defense. Because he'll go tackle. That kid will go tackle you now. I just worry about that a little bit with him. I just think at receiver, I think he could be just dynamic playing receiver for you.
No, he can be, which is why I'd probably have packages for him.
Yeah.
You know, I'll get 10 snaps a game. Sure. I'll have him be my kick returner and punt returner too, like as much as I can get him on the field.
Don't do that, please.
Why?
Because
you don't want him to do that?
Yeah, if he just gets his leg twisted up and the knee
I can't fear here. This guy's played every damn snap for Colorado this year, basically. He's gonna be fine.
He hasn't played every snap
this
year.
He's got this. Offense, defense. He's played more snaps than anybody else in the country.
But
hasn't gotten hurt.
His health?
He's okay.
He missed games this year. He's missed games.
He's missed some games?
He's missed games.
Heisman Trophy?
He's missed some games. Look at last year's games.
Last year, he took a bad hit against Colorado State. It was a dirty hit.
He's missed some games. He's missed some games in his career.
Hey, as much as I can get him on the field with the ball in his hands,
punt,
I got to do that.
Yeah, I want to see him catch a punt like Deion.
Yeah, the thing
when
about
you see
it,
Deion go back, they'd be like, "Oh my God, thank you."
Yeah, I definitely you got to use.
Okay,
him like that.
When they tackle him in Twitter.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them, thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Just his knee and all that. I'm playing scared as a punt returner and a kick returner. Oh. I am. I'm playing scared. I'm absolutely. Because remember the Commanders game this year? That running back,
yeah,
it got whacked.
Yeah, he sure did.
Now we don't have him for a while.
He sure did.
I don't want to do that.
He suffered a lacerated liver in 23, and then this year he had a right shoulder injury.
Jeez. Yeah, that was the Colorado State hit, the liver.
Yeah, he hit. I think he is a special player, and I'm willing to try it out while he's young to use him because some guys are just more durable. And he showed an incredible resiliency coming back from both those things.
Yeah, I don't know how you, I mean, you can't view him as durable when you look at the amount of snaps that he's played over the last two years.
Oh, no, I'm not questioning.
For one dirty hit, he's basically playing every game.
I'm just questioning the fact that you want to have him as a punt returner back there and a kick returner. If you want to do it one time or so, I get it.
Situationally? Otherwise, you're just too scared that he'll get hit?
Does he even do that for Colorado? I don't know if he returns kicks or not.
I don't think so.
I mean, I'm sure he'd be electric if he did it, but yeah. I understand what you're saying, Broadus. Like, if
I can't replace
about,
him if he gets hurt.
Yeah, this is your starting
that,
corner.
Yeah, I can't replace him if he gets hurt doing that. I would if he's going to get hurt in the field of play, making a tackle or catching a ball, I could live with that. I can't live with him like returning in some linebacker come down the field and twist him up in a pile and then he wrecks his knee or something like that. I can't live with that. But I'll live with him playing in field and maybe making plays.
So they put Deion back there because he probably had a history of it in college and stuff like that, maybe?
He was one of, yeah.
Okay.
And I don't know how much how much offense was Deion Sanders playing. I mean, he was obviously a full-time
not much until the Cowboys.
Yeah, sure, in there. Which is probably what you do.
But that's a great point. I mean, having any starting player be a returner is definitely a dangerous
game. Didn't Dez Bryant break his ankle against the Giants?
He didn't know how to go down.
I think it was the Colts, too, got hurt.
Dez also had some electrifying returns.
Sure.
And he changed games.
But he broke his ankle, though,
man,
too.
Man, it's so fascinating.
Deion Sanders never was a punt returner just because we were scared. We didn't want to play the best corner of all time on special teams to help us score touchdowns and win games because we were scared that he was going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Not right? scared at all. Like, I'm just telling you, though, it would be weird, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It'd be real weird, though, when you put him back there in a punt return in week two, and then he blows out his knee, and then we don't have him the rest of the year. And then we'll talk about, then you could be scared for your job. How about that one?
Okay, well, if he goes out there and he's covering a play and tears his ACL, that also sucks,
if you would listen to me, I told you that I have no problem.
I don't see the difference.
I have no problem in the field of play. I have no problem in the field of play. I said that earlier. I'm just telling you, as a returner...
So situationally, you would never put him out there either.
No, the situation is part of being in the field. I'm just telling you, as a returner, I wouldn't do it. I would absolutely pick it, but go ahead and do it.
Deion path.
Go ahead and do it, though, and if he gets hurt, I'll remind you about it when I'm firing you for doing it.
That's fine. Hey, okay? I didn't play like a coward.
Yeah.
And if you want to have the coward attitude, that's why you're not going to win a damn championship.
Coward,
that's fine with me.
I did win a championship, if you remember that.
Yeah.
I do have a Super Bowl ring, right?
You do.
I did. I was part of this.
You do.
I do.
You were part of that.
I was part of
you
that.
You sure remind all of us that you were part of it.
You know why? Because I'm proud of that.
You should be.
I'm very proud of that.
Absolutely.
Are you proud of anything?
I'm proud of a lot of things.
Are you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good.
Proud
you
of sitting
be.
Here right now.
Good.
Proud
Good
of
you.
Proud of what we've done here.
Good.
Proud of my daughter at home.
Good for
proud
you.
Proud of my family.
They should be.
Proud of a lot.
Be proud of it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I am.
Good.
I'm also not scared to put my best player out there in a game-altering moment to return a kick.
It's not...
Not a coward.
You should... It's not a coward play. It's if you don't have that player anymore, you lose him in week two or week three.
Yeah, I get that.
Then you're going to be like,
also blow out his knee running onto the field.
I absolutely have no problem with... I mean,
Like Dre Greenlaw did.
But if you're in a situation
That's
right
part
now...
part of the game.
It's part... But returning... When you put him in harm's way as a returner... That's your fault.
But he's not in harm's way every time he's on the field?
Absolutely. But he's playing offense. He's playing defense. I'm totally cool. That's what he does. But if he's not a returner.
Super Bowl, you don't want him to return a punt for you if he's your best option?
You're saying he's a returner every damn time.
I'm saying situationally, at least, I'm definitely doing it.
Situationally, okay.
And I brought that up to you. I threw out situationally.
You've gone from him being the returner, primary returner, to situationally.
Hey, I'd have him as primary, too.
I understand.
But I think at the very least.
We're good. No, we're good.
You could compromise and say.
Situationally, great. We're good. You made it sound like you wanted him to do it every damn time.
I probably would start that, just like the Cowboys did with
Dez. Now you're walking that back?
And I thought it was great. I'm not walking it back.
No, you're
I'm having
it back.
Him return punts and kicks.
All right, good enough.
It's a good compromise, gentlemen. That's the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
I love it. Good stuff there from Woolchuck and brought us here in the G-Bag Nation.
What are you proud of?
We had a proud of.
Gosh. Are you proud of anything?
I'm
proud of being a Super Bowl winner.
Golly.
Man, you guys are some proud boys.
Proud
boys.
Proud family.
Maybe that's an ender. Okay, let's run. We got a sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief.
Yes, we do. A very Mahomes Christmas plus all business bucks and your headline of the week next in the nation.
Third and three for Brady. Left to right. At his own 48-yard line, three receivers left, back and looking over the middle, Ball is dumped over the middle. That might be intercepted.
Yep.
Donovan Wilson has the Cowboys' first takeaway of the night. Don't go anywhere yet.
Last time the Cowboys and Buccaneers played, that was wild card weekend after the 2022 season. One of the best wins in the playoffs that we've seen in a long time. And the Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly. The segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one is injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels and get a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. This segment, incidentally, also brought to you by Ciroc Vodka. Please drink responsibly. And boy, this 5 o'clock football hour, we'll check it something else, isn't it?
It is, and it's brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, where B-dubs is football.
Went into overtime today, and we could just were treated to a heck of a debate between Wolchuk and Broadus on how you should best use Travis Hunter.
Put him back there.
If you do end up getting him on your football team.
Go score tutties.
I can't wait for the isolated clips of Wolchuk talking about how he's proud of his daughter, and he's
what are you proud of?
He's proud of his family.
You're not proud of him?
That was incredible. It really was.
I was like, I got to be proud of something.
What are you proud of?
Truly 10 out of 10. I mean, yeah. Dawson, Lucius, like sitting back and just getting to appreciate that.
Yeah. I have a headache now.
I thought it was really good. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Well, I see where you're coming from. Too.
Called him a coward or something like that. That's when he
you see what got thrown around?
Don't be a coward.
I was like, oh, here it goes.
Here's a Chia Fala with your evening sports hodgepodge.
Okay, what do you guys think the numbers should be for Pat Mahomes gifting his offensive linemen? And I don't believe it's just the starting five. I think it's all the offensive linemen on the roster. So you're probably talking, what, 8, 9 dudes?
10?
Ten practice squad dudes? Yeah, maybe 10 dudes.
Let's count them up.
What's the dollar amount that Patrick Mahomes, do you think, like, what's the minimum number that he should be throwing at his offensive line for Christmas?
I think the minimum number starts around $40,000, and at the top end, I think I'd green light a hundo.
Okay. All right, Broadus, what do you think makes sense there? We're talking about Pat Mahomes.
Ask around. I'm going to count up how many linemen he's got.
Okay, cool. Wolchuk?
I didn't pay attention to what the hell you just said.
How much...
Sounds like the conversation we just had.
I'm sorry.
I listened to you.
Round two. Yeah,
what should
the minimum dollar figure be for...
Still on his mind. It's still on his mind.
If you guys want to keep having at it, I would appreciate it.
I really don't.
Question.
Just ask the question.
What's the minimum dollar amount that Pat Mahomes should be spending for his offensive line Christmas? Lucius, if you want to throw a number in there as well.
I'm thinking about $200,000, $300,000.
Damn.
Yeah.
I like
you got it. It's
annual.
You got it.
He did give a team discount. I think he's making around $40 million a year, which is about, what, 2/3 of the market rate on an extended deal. So he's already helping you out. Everybody on the team should be maybe giving him a gift, tipping
that's a good,
him.
That's a good call. That's a damn good call.
I think I counted 11. That's including the practice squad guys and his buddies on the active roster.
Yeah, I think about $10,000
a piece.
Yeah, because like, and then so a total like 100 and 110.
Yeah, so I was thinking like $200,000 in total.
Yeah, I mean the line hasn't been very good for him.
Oh,
that's true. It's been a little shaky.
If they were badasses,
he's been hit the most. Yeah. No quarterback's been hit more than Mahomes this year.
You know, the better Boy you cow. Play, the more I give you. But I can't give like my one good yeah. guy more, or like Creed Humphrey let's, more
let's
than
give,
the others.
Right. Let's give 20 a player.
20 a player.
20 a player.
So you're going $200,000.
Yeah, I'm going $200,000 because I'm thinking we're going to buy watches.
Okay, well, I actually have everything that he bought, the lineman kit that he got for each one of his linemen.
Lineman kit.
He spent a grand total of $100,000.
Ding.
Okay. Nice. So I thought that was pretty, I'm like, can anybody go toe-to-toe with that from an all-time gift-giving sports? Like, is anybody spending more than this? I don't know.
I didn't know O-line coaching videos cost that much.
That would have been great. It's like some technique videos. So here's what he got all of his guys. Everything came in a giant red Yeti cooler with wheels. Okay, so that's where it starts.
4 or 5 hundo.
Yeah, those aren't cheap. And it's Kansas City red, and that's what he put all the other gifts in.
Okay.
Each one got a Rolex watch.
Okay,
Rolex watch. $5,000 each.
Okay, damn. There you go.
Each one has Lucchese boots.
I do love Lucchese boots.
300?
I think I paid $900 for Bennett's.
Where's Jimmy the Saint?
You got some ostriches or something. What do you got?
Yeah, he had to get him from the Texas Cowboys deal.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Shark skeeted.
Yeah.
Lucius, I just DM'd you the picture of the boots. I don't know if you can tell what they are, but they look pretty nice. But yeah, nice cowboy boots. And then Oakley's glasses, some sunglasses.
Okay.
It's kind of a throw in.
Yeah.
And then Normatex.
Oh, yes.
So those are like the things that LeBron James, I think, wears when every second that he's not on a basketball court is those things that you put your legs in and they pump like, I don't know, is it air or water, like cold water?
Yeah,
or?
It feels amazing.
You've done it before?
Uh-huh. They're at Derrick's.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so then describe it to me. Is it cold? Is it supposed to be cold?
It's kind of like squeezed on you.
Okay.
That's all I felt.
All right, cool.
You go in and out like a massager.
Yeah, these things look pretty legit.
It's a good gift bag.
It's
a damn good gift bag.
It's pretty impressive. I mean, because you get the quantity of things. You got the cooler, you got new boots, you got new shades, you got a new watch, and you have something to help your big, giant 300-pound legs.
Now my next question. How much of the stuff did he get for free?
Yes.
Oh, like he's got like an endorsement deal with Oakley's?
He's got an endorsement deal with Oakley.
Mm.
He's got somebody on the hook because he's a Texas guy, Lucchese.
Yeah.
And so he's probably got some ads running super close here.
Here's the deal. Maybe
somebody in Austin gave him the coolers. He paid for the watches.
Okay.
To get 10 watches and he paid $100,000.
Yeah.
Bought the watches.
Yeah.
He bought the watches.
So maybe he got deals on everything else. Still spent $100,000.
Yeah.
So
no, he did.
But maybe it's like
that's nice.
Maybe it's $500,000 worth of value that he's
everything got for that he put together. Think about that. Yeti's an Austin company. Lucchese boots, Texas company there.
It's a nice ostrich too.
Yeah.
By the way, so Derek, there's an ostrich skin right there.
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Damn. So I'm thinking he's probably going to be doing some advertising for these Texas companies is what I'm thinking.
These Normatex are $1,000 for the ones that also have like the ice functionality to make it super cold.
There you go.
Okay. More impressive that Zeke, that one time buying his guys John Deere Gators.
Oh yeah,
that's cool.
Those are
awesome.
Retail,
that was cool.
Retail price of those is about $1,068.
Okay.
Watch or a Gator?
I'd go Gator over watch, probably just for me personally. Gator.
Watch because it'll hold value.
I'm going with the watch.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch or Gator?
Oh, Gator.
I've just never really had any good watch. Maybe that's
the watch is going to hold its value.
Yeah.
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 And it's going to go up if things go bad.
Okay. Rolex watch?
They go up.
Yeah, okay. We've seen those like Submariners, those watches. Yeah.
All right, I can get sold on the watch.
Yeah.
Well, now, and I don't know what happens. Like, did the skill guys just get shortchanged here?
They take care of each other.
So Mahomes.
Yeah, those rooms all take care of each other. They're fine.
Okay.
They're good.
Well, I guess the locker room vibes in Kansas City right now are probably pretty strong. But I do wonder what the clubhouse vibes are in the Big Apple with the Yankees now that Bellinger just got traded. Into a clubhouse.
It's got to be awkward.
He's got an Eskimo bro in there. And that Eskimo bro is maybe the most well-built dude from a physically impressive standpoint.
What's her name?
It's Giancarlo Stanton is the Bellinger Eskimo bro. And it's not just, we dated the same girl.
Yeah.
This is Bellinger's married to a girl that Stanton was dating previously just a handful of years ago. So now Bellinger got traded into a clubhouse where his wife has dated one of his teammates.
Ouch.
Oh, man.
And that teammate is, again, maybe the best body in the sport. I mean, he can't. Okay. Yeah. He's basically Adolis Garcia.
But he is.
Okay. Yeah. Just that's what it is. Except Adolis Garcia doesn't labor around third base when he's got a chance to go ahead and get himself one, you know? So, I mean, this guy, maybe the motion in the ocean wasn't impressive. He's clearly tight hipped, but that's not a guy you want to see on the resume of your wife.
Okay.
And it's now your teammate. So I don't know what this does. Cause again, Bellinger wasn't a free agent and volunteered himself into the clubhouse. He got traded there.
Hmm.
I wonder how many conversations are being had right now. What does that do? Is that good for team bonding or is that a clubhouse fracture? I'll tell you what. That'll be question number one when we head to spring training in Surprise, Arizona.
Yeah.
Take the temperature of our Rangers here from your experience being Eskimo bros. how does that work? You know, I've seen it both ways. I've seen it where, you know, the guy can't stand to be around him, and maybe dude's refusing to go into a game to get released the next week. Or, you know, sometimes they hit it off. They're comparing notes. You know, they're non-threatened alphas. You know,
maybe that's Bellinger.
Yeah. Shoot, I don't know, man. He gets up there to bat and your girl's all paying attention too much.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, it's just
clapping too hard, too disappointed if he strikes out.
Mm-hmm. It's a potential minefield in many ways for the relationship. But I mean, you know, that's what you get when you're playing around with gals.
Chase Carter.
Yeah. Are always around. You know, that was a bad move to begin with. You know, you got to find one that doesn't know what you do. And falls in love with you, you know? And then you reveal, oh, by the way, I'm a badass center fielder.
Right, right.
Hit about 30 bombs a year. Yeah. Oh, wow. You made it. Congratulations.
Yeah, so that'll be something to monitor there with the Yanks. I think this was a good move, actually, after the Bucks win the useless in-season tournament cup. Doc Rivers had talked with his assistant coach, Darvin Ham, who was the head coach of the Lakers last year when they won the cup, and they went all out. You would have thought they just won the championship with their celebrations, like the real championship. And so Doc Rivers decided, after talking with Darvin Ham with his experience with the Lakers last season, they chose not to celebrate the cup championship with dousing and drinking of champagne. So they want to focus on the remainder of the season. So there's just photos of all the champagne, the goggles, everything, championship t-shirts, beers. And they were untouched by the Bucks team. I think this was a brilliant move.
Yeah.
I mean, how much were we making fun of the Lakers last year when they were acting like what they did was just cool?
We did.
So I think that was a really good move. And the final good move in the NBA today is Phoenix Suns owner Matt Ishbia announcing the new concession prices.
Man.
He's taking a page out of the Arthur Blank Atlanta Falcons book here. A hot dog used to be $9 when you went to see the Suns. Now it's going to be $2.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
16-ounce Dasani water, $8.50. Now $2.
That's some good ish.
16-ounce fountain soda used to be $6.50. Now it's $2. Bag of chips used to be $7. Now it's $2. And a bag of popcorn was also $7. Now it's $2.
There you go. Make the fan experience great awesome. Once again.
Yeah, I mean, a family of four used to spend $98 on hot dogs, water, and popcorn. Now they'll be paying $24.
I think you buy twice as much with the prices that low.
Yeah. Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, and you have a great time, you know, and you want to come back.
I want to see those draft beer prices.
Yeah, no doubt, man. They feel like they're $15 now. Card star third baseman, little breaking news here. Nolan Arenado, a one-time target of the Texas Rangers, invoked a no-trade clause and has blocked a deal that would have sent him to the Houston Astros. So we dodged a bit of a bullet there.
Yeah, we did.
I guess he's still good, even though he doesn't love baseball. 33 years old. Did you already do that story, Wolchuk?
It's okay. Nobody listens to me anyway.
I was about to say.
I'm not proud of a damn thing.
Not proud of a damn thing right now. Nobody listens to me.
Go F myself.
We got crosstalk with the Fan After Dark coming up. The Cowboys crosstalk is coming up. I believe Tony Casillas is going to join
That's
the show
true.
7 to 8. And we're back with more here on The Fan. Thank you very much, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We're about to hand it off to Cowboys Crosstalk. You'll have Bobby Belt, Tony Casillas, and everybody up there having a good time talking Cowboys from 7 to 8. Then The Fan After Dark is coming up after that. And joining us in studio now, no longer your G-Bag of the Day reigning champion, but still the Fan Phenom. Blake Elliott.
Yeah, I seem to, every week I come in, I get a text on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line to let us know that, Blake, you've won G-Bag of the Day again, or you're a nominee. So, you know, I just like to flirt with G-Bag of the Day, you know, get it for a day or two, and then let someone else take the reins.
So, to clarify, it was a long needle, but it went into the meat of the buttock.
It went into the cushion. I think when I was telling the story, I got a little excited. Okay. Was trying to make sure I was still keeping it clean for all the kiddos at home, and I accidentally did the opposite by saying up the shooter. It was in the cushion.
Yeah.
And it was a very large needle. It did make me feel better after. I will say, people have been telling the story. I have no idea what medicine it was. I don't think it was penicillin. I think he gave a different word, but it was some kind of medicine.
Amoxicillin?
Sure. Maybe. I really don't remember. All I know is there's never been something in my life that something's got injected. I felt better immediately right after.
Nice. Immediately. Maybe it was roids.
Maybe. I was like, you need to give this to the pro athletes. Whatever you just gave me, you need to put in a bottle, get the pro athletes.
Toradol.
Like,
maybe. Yeah.
I think it was that. What'd you just say?
Toradol.
I think it was that. That sounds familiar.
Oh, wow. Familiar. Did your entire body feel better?
Entire body. I mean, I was done because it was a toothache.
Yeah.
And it was the worst. If you've ever had a toothache, you know there's nothing worse in this world than a toothache. And once I did that, I mean, immediately. I mean, I had to get two shots.
You can feel your heartbeat in there sometimes. Yeah. It just gets insane. So how long is that needle?
I'd probably say, how long is this?
Maybe no like this? Way, bro.
Like this long? I mean, I'm not even joking.
Like a 6-incher?
Is that like,
that's looks eight, like eight, eight to me.
Yeah, so I don't even know how that works because that feels like it would go all the way through your abdomen your pelvis.
It was just a shot, click. I don't know why it was that long. I didn't ask a lot of questions.
How much does the whole, like, did you see how much of it actually went in you?
I actually didn't. It was more of a, I'm going to look away.
There you
and
go.
And thought it was going in my arm. And he said, it'll be gone before you know it. And trousers dropped, shot in the cushion. He said, you got to do two of them. And I felt better after, so I didn't ask any questions. I said, thank you, doc. You deserve a Nobel Prize. And I left. But apparently I had to like stay for a little bit to make sure I wasn't dizzy, could drive, all that good stuff.
Yeah, complications.
Whatever.
So did you hear that fight with Brian and Zach about, what was that, 30 minutes ago? If you want to go back and listen with the Odyssey app, instant rewind functionality, probably pick it about 6:17 or so, somewhere in there.
Like so I actually
it'll
did
be worth
it.
Your time.
I heard a little bit of it.
You're
I heard
in the other room.
I heard the back end. We usually have the volume turned down so I can kind of get in the zone, prep the show. James said, do you hear Brian and Zach going at it right now? And he turned the volume up. And I just heard you guys call each other idiots and
cowards.
So
cowards, idiots.
Yeah.
Not very proud.
Yeah.
Brian, can you
I heard the proud
off?
Word being thrown about a bunch. And I heard you say something about Super Bowl champion. And
I said that.
Get the proud Brian.
Yeah. Why are you being mean to my boy Brian? Where did this spark from? What was the genesis?
We had a discussion about using your star players as punt returners.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, since I don't know what y'all's side was on this, I think you should not use your star player as punter. So I don't know whose side I'm taking by
punt returns. Punt returns. Or kick returns.
No. I save him in Madden. Even in Madden, I don't want him to get hurt.
You don't want him to get out there in Madden and get hurt?
I don't want him to get hurt. I'm not putting, when I was playing Odell Beckham at a punt returner, even though he might be
but
my best.
But situationally, Blake.
Situationally, fourth quarter, yes. But just every day, every game, that's not a smart business plan for my team long term because you're not. What is the net return on that? What's the ROI on that? Maybe one
barely
return.
Returning kicks now any day anyway with these new rules.
Okay, new
chance
rules.
He gets
new
Devontae
rules.
Turpin's pretty healthy this year.
What was the discussion?
Bill.
You wanted somebody other than Turpin?
No, Travis Hunter. I just think is so good with the ball in his hands. I would definitely want him out there as many times as I can.
I hear you.
With him to make a play.
But you would think whatever team he's going to isn't great. So losing a Travis Hunter on a punt return when you're 1-4, you're probably not loving that return on investment.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't really see the difference if I lose him during pregame and he tweaks his ankle.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen that happen. Yeah. Running onto the field, my ACL pops, boom.
Yeah.
It's football. You're going to get hurt.
Yeah. But I think you try to lower the risk. You try to minimize the risk, if you will, when it comes to business.
Yeah, and every time you're out there, especially with multiple guys tackling you, that's a higher risk situation. So I could definitely see limiting those as much as possible. But I think the ability to change a game, especially if you're in a playoff race late, you got to be open-minded to it. It looks like you're 1.5 to 2 times higher rate of injuries on special teams plays than regular plays.
Now, do we know if that's the guy actually returning or just being on the field for special teams? Or is that like the actual returner? I don't know.
This is just injury rates for special teams, okay. So that would be a good clarification.
I mean, collisions, like Eckler wasn't returning, but there was the collision that happens. You're getting the most.
I thought he was bringing the ball back.
He didn't return that one. He just
Gunner had a nasty concussion with the seizing on Sunday as well. So
for
there
some
were,
reason, I thought he was bringing it back. And
no,
he
wasn't running with the ball.
We got 1 minute, Blake. What would you do if you walked in and your girlfriend or ex-wife's ex? No, your girlfriend or wife's
starts
ex
up one nothing.
Was working here.
Well, let's go.
Was working here?
Was working here because that's happening to Cody Bellinger.
I probably would.
And it's the best built dude.
Yeah. I probably would pull that dude aside and say, like, what history do you have with said girl? And if he says, we dated in high school, it was nothing. Then I'd probably move on and know that she's on to bigger and better things being me. But if it was like, hey, we were together, 2 days before you guys met, then we'd have to squabble it up. We'd have to just fight. I think it is what it is.
The loser leaves town match, or is it settled after that?
Loser leaves town. Loser also has to post on social media that he's lesser of a man.
I love it, Blake. Blake and Fred coming up, Fan After Dark from 8 to 11. Cowboys Crosstalk is coming up next here from 7 to 8 with Bobby Belt and Tony Casillas. Thanks so much to Lucius Alexander there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Just went 5 flawless once again. The guy's got it stuck on automatic. Thanks to Carter Freeman for coordinating your video. You can watch us at 105throughthefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Of course, your Nosebleed brothers, Zach Wolchuk and Eric Chia, follow together every afternoon, 2 to 7. And the former NFL scout, Cowboys executive, Super Bowl winning champion, Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2. Salute.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth podcast.
You may get out of here with 2 sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.